Sinan the first Sifarat. Ein Roichvin al Gabi Behemo. Similar to what we learned, you're not allowed to climb up a tree. You're also not allowed to sit on an animal and ride the animal. There are differences between the two, because the tree is, you're not allowed to interact with the tree. You're not allowed to put something on it, take something off of it. Here the issue is to put your weight on the animal, to sit on it, stand on it, lean on it. And then there's the Gzeira, maybe you're going to ride it and break a branch off to get it going faster. Sivvei, being shot in, apnei amayim, or is not allowed to float on water, I feel the Gzeira Shebechotze, even a pool in his courtyard, the Gzeira Shemayim, the Akkorim, the Yitzim, Chutz, the Gzeira, the Domim, and the Ha. So it says that you're causing the water to splash out of the pool, and people confuse that with swimming in a river. If the body of water you're in is in a place that's surrounded, then it's also to swim in it, because you may kick the water, the Baladamas, which is considered carrying a Shusarabim. The other Xavier that exists in swimming, floating, is that you may make yourself afloat. It's your brainer. So, even if the Brecha, since it has some similarity to a river, they include in the Xavier that you're not afloat. They also, in Yeshla, Sophis, Sophis, but if there's a rim way above the water level, then it's clear it does not look like inside some tree. Therefore, it is permitted. The Kivan, the Afil, and Nekar on mine, and some of the other places in the coin, even if the water is going to shift out of place, but it's always going to be contained by the walls around it. So basically, what I mentioned before about kicking the water, Daladam is that the Chashash and Rishus Arabim. But aside from that, in any place, even if it's not Rishus Arabim, it's a river, a large body of water, there's a Chashash that you may make this float, which is the problem of appointment. And if anything that's similar to that, even in your courtyard, is also a Tzadik there, unless, like we saw now, it's, there's a rim around it, and even if you kick the water out of it, it will be contained in the area, and therefore, it'll be clear to people this is not anything to do with floating or swimming in a river or a large body of water. Siv Gimel aimed to tap him like his calf and calf. He's not allowed to slap his hands on Shabbos. When he slap him like his calf and calf, also to slap your hand on your thigh to make a noise also for part of the singing and dancing. He's also, on the rafting, dancing is also. Why? Siv Hashem, he's talking cliche. Since you do things to add to your singing, you may get confused and fix up your musical instruments, which is this derisive. So if he laches the etva la kaka or the luach or achas connected on the shoyrim to bang your finger on the ground or on a piece of wood or one thing against the other one, if you're doing it as part of keeping the beat, that is a problem. Or kachish ve'egez, or the tinoch, or the satim ve'egez, the sheishtoch, kokeiz is also to use a nut to play with the child, baby, or to ring of shake a bell to keep him quiet. So whether you're using a cliche or using some type of creating a situation that's making noise, not just to make noise, but to be part of the singing, that is more of a general we saw before. Therefore, it's also to do on Shabbos. There's a heter, and since it's Torah, the covenant Torah, you're allowed to dance, you're allowed to clap, you're allowed to do everything. Some people in Torah, they clap one hand to the back of the other hand. So that's why it's a stimulated base. They're dancing, why can't they clap? And so, in the time. So, Mishra says, to use bells to make it a little more Hebedic. And since it says that much we don't do. So that's why it's a clear tool. Says Rama, hold on the staff, you interact in the evening. When the kind of a habit that nowadays, people do dance and they clap and we don't stop them. So the Mother Shia Shogun, first services, they're not going to listen to us anyway, so better they do the Shogun. Yeshayim, not a Zekal Shari, there's a Maureen's opinion that says, Ev Heta today, saying, Bekim Basir Cliche, Velekha Mikdash Anitan Cliche. Nowadays people are not munkin and fixing up their Kalim. And therefore, this verse says, it says, Milzo Shricha, that's what the local Hokkah Bakor. Maybe that's what they're relying on. So, Shachar themselves, they're almost, it's not masquerading so happy about the fact that people are leading to Bashish, but they have what to rely on, you don't have to stop them. If a person snaps his fingers to wake somebody up, that's not included in this gzeira, according to the Mohan Avraham, it's not going to be music, it's just going to make a sound to wake him up. And though, the Mishabura says that there are those of Ramshat and Rashi, are actually makwa even that, even though we saw in the previous thing, the Mishabura said that the only time you are not make noises, you're doing it for music, not just taking noise away from somebody else. With all these hetayim nowadays, Mishra says, even clapping and dancing, it's not good to make them, unless it's the mokum mitzvah.